From the 1st of April 2015, care and support in England is changing. Care and support is the term used to describe the help some adults need to live as independently as possible with any illness or disability they may have. It can include help with things like washing, dressing, eating, getting out and about and so on. The Care Act will be implemented in two stages. Stage 1, changes to care and support, which will start from April 2015. And Stage 2, changes to charging and funding, including the care cap, which will commence from April 2016. However, we're concentrating on the changes from April 2015 in this message. The key changes in April 2016 will be addressed separately.
What are the key changes in the Care Act for April 2015?
The Care Act is indeed one of the biggest changes in adult social care law in over 60 years, and it covers a whole range of areas within adult social services. The key changes from April 2015 include the new national minimum eligibility criteria, new rights to services for carers, and deferred payment agreements.
What does the national minimum eligibility criteria mean?
For the first time, there'll be a national minimum level of care and support that all councils will consider to determine your eligibility for what help they can give you. This means that if you decide to move to another area, councils will also work together to make sure there's no gap in your care.
I am already receiving services. Does that mean that I will need to be reassessed and my current care package will change?
No. You don't need to be reassessed until your annual review date, unless your circumstances have changed and you request a review. The council anticipates a vast majority of people currently receiving services will remain eligible for those services. Some people previously not eligible may also become eligible for services.
What about if I pay for my own care and support as a self-funder, or I have not had an assessment and think I may need one?
If you think that you are in need of care and support and you would like the London Borough of Sutton to carry out an assessment, you can contact the council for an assessment. Please note that you can only be assessed under the Care Act and the new National Minimum Eligibility Criteria from the 1st of April 2015.
You mentioned something about new rights for carers. What's this all about?
The Care Act, for the first time, from the 1st of April 2015, gives carers the same legal footing and rights as service users or people who need the care and support. This means that carers can also request assessments and, if eligible, may receive services to help make caring easier.
That sounds interesting. I had a carer's assessment about 3 months ago. Do I need to be reassessed?
No. You don't need to be reassessed until your review date, unless your circumstances have changed and you request a review. If your annual review happens after the 1st of April 2015, you'll be reassessed with the new eligibility threshold for carers. And if you are eligible, you may receive services to support your caring role. If you're providing necessary care for an adult and would like an assessment, contact the council for an assessment. However, the new carer's rights to services will only commence from the 1st of April 2015. If you'd like to register for a carer's assessment under the Care Act, please visit our website www.sutton.gov.uk/Care Act.
You mentioned three key changes. What's the final one?
The final one is deferred payment agreements, which is an arrangement with the council that will enable people with eligible needs to use some of the value, also called equity, of their house to pay for care home costs. To find out more about the options available, we strongly advise that you speak to independent financial advisers. For further information about the changes to care and support in England, please visit our website www.sutton.gov.uk/Care Act.